Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's talk some college football. It's collegefootballnews.com. Pete Futek joins us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Pete, it's like a giant air going out of a balloon here in Badgerland as they go into Illinois and look past the Fighting Illini to the Ohio State Buckeyes. And now what? Do they have any kind of a shot at all at getting into the Final Four?
Oh, if they went out, but that means you got to beat Ohio State twice now, which isn't going to happen. So they don't. I mean, if they go 12-1 with the Big Ten championship, they're in. But that's asking for a tall task. They've got to refocus everything, and they just got to be sharper. The problem is, and you know this, you know, being there, Wisconsin, you know how they lose games. They either lose to the teams that are ridiculously talented, and Ohio State might be the best team in college football, or they lose because of turnover margin. And that just, we've seen this throughout the 26 years that this program has been good after, you know, the 1993 breakthrough season where, look, they win a, you know, split national championship at least in 93 if Darryl Bevell doesn't throw five picks against Minnesota. You know, there's, you know, PTSD for younger fans with, you know, Joel Stave against Northwestern or against Iowa. Or last year, you know, five games, they lost the turnover margin in all of their losses. And that's exactly what happened against Iowa. They did everything right. They held the ball for 41 minutes. They only allowed 9 completed passes. And if you're minus one in turnover margin instead of minus two, you win that game.
So, look, that would be taking into effect that or into account that Ohio State is going to beat Penn State as well. Do you think Penn State has a shot against Ohio State?
Sure. I mean, Penn State's got the athletes, they got the talent. It's a little bit of an overblown team. I mean, they struggled against Pitt, they struggled against Iowa. Those two are just okay, and beating Michigan's okay. You know, you saw Wisconsin, how that can kind of go with the Wolverine. So it's a good Penn State team. But Ohio State at this point is just playing at a whole other level. I mean, they've got more talent than everyone else. They've got more NFL guys. They've got more speed. They've got more athleticism. They've got more depth. This thing is a fully focused monster at this point. With that said, it's not like Wisconsin can't win this game. If the formula continues to work, if it just they control the clock, control the line of scrimmage, control the game. If Jack Cohn can hit those third down throws and keep things moving a little bit, yeah, they can absolutely pull this off. But again, you're looking ahead and you're saying Wisconsin's going to have to probably beat them twice. Again, that's asking for a lot to do.
Tell me about Notre Dame. I know Notre Dame gets in on a lot of cachet, but at what point are they going to be penalized for not having a conference championship game?
This year, and this is going to be the problem because they'll probably beat Michigan. They'll probably run the rest of the schedule. They'll probably go 11-1, and they're not going to be in it. You can't. It's not this year. Not when you have an Oregon or a Utah that's probably going to go 12-1 with a Pac-12 championship. Not when you have a Clemson that's almost guaranteed to go 13-0. Not when you have an SEC champion that's guaranteed to get in. Not to mention, let's say the Alabama LSU loser might go 11-1, not to, you know, Oklahoma. You could even say, hey, you know, like you said, maybe the Penn State, Ohio State loser goes 11-1. There are just way too many variables involved, and it's a problem if you don't. And the College Football Playoff Committee, they're unwritten rules, but they very strongly suggest that you first and foremost go with teams that go 12 and win at least 12 games and win a conference championship. They look at conference championships first, and Notre Dame's not going to have one.
Look, I'm not a fan of Notre Dame to begin with. I used to be years ago, not a big fan of Brian Kelly, but this schedule this year, do they get a tougher schedule anywhere upcoming, or are they just going to kind of live and die by what they've got going on, playing okay teams and not great teams?
Yeah, you know what? They got the friends with benefits thing happening with the ACC. So when you're playing ACC teams and the ACC just isn't that good and you're not playing Clemson, it doesn't matter. Virginia's probably the second best team in the conference. They're probably, if it's not Virginia, it's Pitt who's going to end up playing Clemson for the ACC championship. you know, that's just not that great. No one's going to get into it that much. Virginia Tech, not that great. USC is still good. It's not Notre Dame's fault that USC is just not the killer it's supposed to be. Michigan's a good game. Georgia's a good game. So if you go across the board, it's a good schedule. It's fine. It's not like playing an SEC West schedule, though. But compared to what Clemson's playing, it's night and day better. I mean, Clemson doesn't play anybody. So so got to give Notre Dame a little bit of a break there.
Talking with Pete Futek, collegefootballnews.com. You can read his stuff there. There's still going to obviously be a jumble atop the top four, top eight, because you know Penn State's going to play Ohio State, Alabama, LSU. Those teams are going to be playing. You've got Auburn coming up with the Iron Bowl again against Alabama. You've got to throw Georgia, Florida into the mix, Oregon. We'll see what happens in the Pac-12. But there's still going to be some jostling that's going to take place here over the next few weeks. So I'm not worried about where it stands right now.
Oh, yeah. No, you can't be, because who saw Illinois, Wisconsin coming? You know, who saw Georgia, South Carolina coming? There's going to be a shake. I mean, Auburn could beat LSU this week. You know, that would not be that crazy. Oklahoma, I'm sticking with my original call. Oklahoma State at home might pull off a win over Oklahoma, because that's kind of what that program does under Mike Gundy. I mean, these could be really crazy, really fast. The thing about it is, though, if it gets crazy, it's going to help the Pac-12, because crazy means Oklahoma loses or Clemson loses, and then a 12-1 Pac-12 champion all of a sudden has a pretty solid resume to get into. If you're Wisconsin, to take this back to the Big Ten, you got to be 12-1. You got to win a Big Ten championship, because anything else now doesn't do it, unless you're Ohio State and there's something quirky happens. But this year, you got to start with winning a conference championship and go from there.
I was going to say, what would it take for Ohio State not to be there?
If it's possible, if they lose to Wisconsin, say this weekend, even that wouldn't actually get it, because they'd still get to the Big Ten championship. I actually kind of envision, as crazy as this might be, a scenario where Michigan loses to Penn State. They could lose to Penn State. They could lose to Wisconsin, and then shock the world and beat Ohio State. And somehow, in a weird sort of way, Ohio State doesn't get in. But it would be really hard. Ohio State would have to be 11-1 and somehow lose in really painful fashion, like they did a few years ago. But this year, I think you got to win your conference championship, even if you're the Buckeyes.
Talking with Pete Futek at collegefootballnews.com. Going back to the Big Ten, tell me about Minnesota, because they got a few games against top 25 teams coming up, so you're really going to find out where their mettle is. But that's a program I don't think a whole lot of people realize. That's an undefeated program. They're a program on the rise.
And they haven't played anybody. So
correct.
It's been my call from the beginning. I've said in my offseason call that the Paul Bunyan axe game would be for the Big Ten West, mainly because Wisconsin has to play Ohio State. It has to play Michigan. It has to play Michigan State. Minnesota gets Penn State at home. They don't get the Buckeyes. They don't get the Wolverines. They don't. Their schedule just is nice and breezy. Maryland's not very good. Nebraska's not very good. Iowa's beatable. They're going to lose. I mean, they're not going to get to the Wisconsin game undefeated, but they should get to the Penn State game at 8-0 and get the world buzzing a little bit more. It's an okay team. It's a solid team. The thing about them is they've got NFL receivers, and their running game finally has come around. It took them this long in the season to finally get that they've got arguably the deepest group of running backs in the Big Ten, and they're starting to use them a little bit more.
Pete, always good to talk to you. We certainly appreciate it. We will chat again down the road as we get to the end of the season, okay?
Absolutely. Have a good one.
Great. There you go. Pete Futek from collegefootballnews.com. That's collegefootballnews.com. You can find him on Twitter at Pete Futek, F-I-U-T-A-K, on Twitter as well. Find him there. He joins us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. 80-plus years, they begin to get done. Call them 844-PRIDE. Go to schneiderjobs.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.